In this bulletin, Liberal National MP George Christensen's travel expenses causing controversy again. French President Emmanuel Macron says Notre Dame Cathedral will be rebuilt within 5 years. And Israel Folau asks for his rugby breach notice to be referred to a code of conduct hearing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. National's MP George Christensen has referred his travel expenses for review after revelations he charged taxpayers more than $3,000 for connecting flights to the Philippines. Mr. Christensen used the money to pay for his flights between Canberra and other capital cities to connect to the Philippines instead of returning to his home base of Mackay. The Queensland MP says he's confident his travel was within the rules, but has referred the expenses for review to remove any doubt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's an appropriate step to take.
Georges has referred himself to that, and he's happy to have himself subjected to that independent scrutiny, and that's why we have such a commission to inquire into exactly these questions. So that will be done, it'll be assessed, and then I have no doubt George will abide by the ruling that is handed down.
Opposition health spokeswoman Catherine King wants to improve medical services in the West so they're on a par with treatment options in Eastern Australia. The Labor campaign has travelled to Western Australia to unveil plans for two new radiation therapy centres in the regional towns of Geraldton and Albany. Labor has already pledged millions of dollars to cancer research if it wins the election, and Ms. King is further pushing the health message to voters.
We've also announced a further telestroke network, which we announced already. We did the national announcement here in Western Australia, but we've announced a further telestroke network for Geraldton today. Again, this is all part of Labor's commitment to Western Australia to really make sure that we bridge that gap between the East and the West when it comes to healthcare.
French President Emmanuel Macron has committed to rebuilding Notre Dame Cathedral to a state more beautiful than before and within 5 years. In a national televised address, President Macron said the people of France must use the disaster to help unite them.
We have so much to rebuild. Yes, we will rebuild the Cathedral of Notre Dame even more beautiful. And I say in 5 years, we'll say, yes, we can do it. And we will mobilize it.
Australia's Ahmadiyya Muslim community is using its annual convention to unite in the wake of the Christchurch mosque attack. The Australian gunman accused of the killings is facing 50 murder charges and 39 counts of attempted murder over the March shooting in New Zealand. Spokesman Misa Sharif says local communities in Western Sydney wanted to come together to support those affected.
The local area, I cannot stop praising them. They have been at our doorstep trying to fulfill our needs, and the public, the broader community came. They had tears, and these tears were carrying those silent messages of love and affection.
In sport, Wallabies star Israel Folau has requested a Rugby Australia breach notice be referred to a code of conduct hearing. The breach notice related to his controversial social media posts on April the 10th, in which he made a slur against gay people. The Rugby Australia Integrity Unit deemed that Folau had committed a high-level breach of the Professional Players Code of Conduct, warranting termination of his employment contract. Folau was given 48 hours to accept the sanction or have the matter referred to a Code of Conduct hearing. Rugby Australia Chief Executive Raylene Castle says his request was not unexpected, and Rugby Australia and the New South Wales Rugby Union will make no further comment until the process has concluded. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, much the same, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, showers easing in 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 26. Wollongong, sunny in 25. Sydney, also sunny, 26. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 27. Brisbane, also a shower or two in 27. Cairns, showers in 29. And Darwin, a sunny day and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.